Increased corn rootworm pressure on corn crops suggests there will be a need for more application of corn soil insecticides in 2021. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. AMVAC Director Jim Lappin says that there are many reasons why there is more corn rootworm pressure in 2020 and heading into 2021. The ideal growing condition for corn is also ideal conditions for corn rootworm, and weed control can play a factor as well.
Going into early June, there were a lot of growers told they may not have the ability to spray dicamba later in the season. So a lot of guys ran out and made earlier applications of dicamba. And what that resulted in is dicamba has a limited residual period. So all of a sudden you had really clean fields in June after they'd sprayed. But then as the season progressed, as more rainfall occurred, now all of a sudden you had some late season weeds that came through. And those created extra places for rootworm to feed. Rotating the soybeans in a field where you've had high pressure or suspected high pressure is one option, but that's not always a viable option. A lot of growers, particularly in livestock heavy areas, need that corn for livestock feed. So if they're in a continuous corn situation, they need to look at their overall strategy. And our recommendation is pick the hybrids that make the most sense, hit your yield objectives, and then design your insect strategy around those hybrids.
He says it is important to monitor your fields. Produced by the Ag Information Network.